You got more people who got your back than will throw something at it. And it's your belief otherwise that prevents you from going for it. You gotta get over rejection, and you gotta know, do your thing. I know you know that, but if you practice it at another level, you'll be more authentic on social media. You'll get better deals. You'll support more people in your team. You gotta get over rejection and have that boldness in your heart that says something about now, it's your time.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Let me tell you just a simple metaphor for rejection, because when you get over rejection, your life opens to a level you never even dreamed possible. When you just do your thing, and it's you, and it's authentic, it's live, there are no apologies anymore. And if you're still driving your life some way based on rejection, you're not living your life yet. And I know that can sound simple, so let me just give a metaphor, maybe a little activity to ask you guys a few questions. How many of you have ever been rejected in a way that it wasn't just like a casual rejection? Someone rejected you and it hurt your feelings in such a way you became different, you behaved different, it hurt your identity, we would say. Has that ever happened? Raise your hand. And look all around this arena. We've all been rejected somehow. How many of you ever had that happen, let's say, by three different people? Three different people rejected you in a way that shaped your future or shaped who you became. Three different people, raise your hands. If I went out to lunch with you today and I sat you down, I said, tell me five people who have maybe hurt your feelings or shaped your identity in that way, such a significant rejection. How many of you could easily name the five people? Raise your hands. Okay. Notice what's happening in the room here. How many of you would know right off the top of your head, there were seven different people. Remember, it wasn't casual, it was a big rejection. Raise your hands. Okay. How many of you just know right off the bat, 15 different people? Raise your hands. 20. If you're sitting next to someone who just raised their hand, give them a big hug, would you do that? But we had in an arena very few people. You saw people raising their hand. Shout out, what number was the average number in this room? 3, 5? Okay, well, let's double it. Let's say there were 10 people who rejected you. 10 jerks who really shaped you. But how many, let me ask a different question. You're like, boy, Brendan, this is real motivational. When's the balloons come out? But listen, how many of you have ever met with, interacted, known, talked with, and it went fine? You met 10 people in your life and they were cool with you. They were fine with you. They supported you. Raise your hands. There's more than 10 people in this room if you didn't know. How many of you have ever met with, known, interacted, talked with over 200 people and they were cool with you? They let you do your own thing. How many of you guess at this age in your life, you've probably met with, known, interacted, talked with over 1,000 people. They didn't care what you did. They let you do your own thing. They didn't say anything about it. You just lived your life. How many of you think like there were 1,000 people who probably supported you or at least didn't bother you? Raise your hands. See? So here's the issue. If you're scared of rejection, you suck at math. I don't want to go to Las Vegas with you. Look, if that's your odds, if you're playing those odds, you suck at math. Imagine this, 10 jerks over here, 1,000 people who got your back over here. You're standing in the middle and you're worried about them. If you thought about it, mathematically at least, statistically, 10 out of 1,000, they're the oddities. They're the statistical improbabilities. They're the weirdos. If you thought about it one more second, really, you got 1,000 people, you can storm these suckers. You got more people who got your back than will throw something at it. And it's your belief otherwise that prevents you from going for it. You gotta get over rejection, and you gotta know, do your thing. I know you know that, but if you practice it at another level, you'll be more authentic on social media. You'll get better deals. You'll support more people in your team. You gotta get over rejection and have that boldness in your heart that says something about now. It's your time to be yourself. It's your time to stop worrying about other people. If you agree with me, raise your right hand and say, it's my time. Shout it out, it's my time. Turn to the person left or right, shake their shoulder, say, it's your time. Gotta be your time. If you're gonna change the world, you gotta jump in and face those fears. You're scared to make the call? Make the damn call. You're scared to ask for it? Go for it. You're scared to try something new? Do it. I was terrified to try to do a Tony Horton donkey kick in front of you. I even told Carl backstage, I'm like, I think I'm gonna try this. He's like, That could have been a disaster. I was terrified, totally scared. But I'm like, you know what? Then that's the edges of your growth. Your fear is the edge of your growth. Go there, go there. If you don't jump in, you won't change your life. I'll tell you a story where somebody changed my life with this exact message. Back in the day, I had the opportunity to go skydiving with some friends, and you can already look at my face. I think I'm the least enthusiastic guy there. I'm kind of looking at them like, we're gonna do what? And they're like, we're gonna go skydiving. So I remember, we pull up in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, in an SUV with me and my bunch of friends, and we pull up, there's a barn where the hangar is, where they got the plane, this little plane, and then there's a bar. And I get up in the SUV and I go, I am not getting out of this SUV until I see which building the pilot comes out of. We go into the barn and they train us how to do it, and it's so simple. They're giving instructions, telling us how to do it, and you know, check your equipment, do all these things. But I'm so nervous and fearful because I hate heights. I can't hear anything they're saying. Sometimes you can't hear, you know, when you're scared. And I can't hear anything. and I'm just scared and I'm nervous. And we get in there, and I remember we get in the plane, we go up, and this is about 5,000 feet in the air. We're gonna go to 13,000, okay? We're about 5,000, 6,000 feet in the air, and that's the fakest smile of any picture. If you wanna know my fake smile, that's it. Terrified. And I suddenly forget what I'm supposed to do. And I just get really nervous. And I turn to my guy next to me on my ride in the picture. I say, what am I supposed to do? And he doesn't answer. I go, dude, when we get up there, what am I supposed to do again? He's like, I go, yeah, man, I'm freaking out over here. What am I supposed to do again? He goes, yeah, you'll be okay. And he said it, I thought he was high. And I start shaming, hey, man. He goes, no, hey, look, Brennan, easy. 5,000, pull. 5,000, pull. I go, what do you mean? He goes, and what he's motioning towards the big wristwatch we have called an altimeter. It says after you jump out of the plane, you'll fall. And then this thing will tell you when you're at 5,000 feet. When you're at 5,000 feet, reach back and grab this little orange tennis ball, pull it. It will deploy the chute and hopefully save your life. I'm like, oh, that's it? He goes, 5,000 pull. I'm like, 5,000 pull, I can do that. All of a sudden we get up at height, at altitude, the plane goes. My friends are sitting on a bench across from me. You go. And when you came back this time, my friends slide down to the opening in the back of the plane and fall out. And I'm like, oh, okay, 5,000 pull. Just watching your friends fall to their death. And I start freaking out. I'm like, whoo! And he goes, next one we go. I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's like, we go, 5,000 pull, you got this. I'm like, I got this. And hey, look, I've been to the seminars. I'm a motivational speaker. I've worked with and mentored and talked with Tony Robbins. I know what to do. We start sliding down the bench to the end. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. We get to the door and he goes, one. And I'm like, yes, I can do this, 5,000 pull. Two, I go, he goes, three. And I go, no, and he throws me out of this thing. Oh, and I pulls back, no, and he throws me out, and I go, ah! Ah! I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, oh my God! And then you are falling. 200 miles an hour, you are falling. I'm screaming, I love this picture, you can see me screaming through my legs. Looks like I pooped my pants. None of your business. Ah, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I remember screaming so hard as we are falling above the cloud lines. I'm thinking, there's probably dogs on the earth whose ears are bleeding. Ah, I'm such a high level. I'm screaming at the top of the lungs, totally freaking out. And when you jump out, you don't realize, they don't prepare you for it. When you jump into your fears, they never prepare you fully. Because I jump out, ah, and the wind. But I can't hear the wind, because I'm screaming, ah, shush, shush. And you're falling, and all of a sudden, something went wrong. Can you see it? What went wrong? Let me zoom in for you. See it yet? Well, one, the hair is being ripped from my body, which is wrong. But number two, if you see it, my goggles. I didn't check the equipment. Snap. The rim around my goggles snapped off. Not a big deal unless you're falling at 200 miles an hour because the wind caught the thing. I'm falling, poof, ow, ow, and the thing's drilling a hole through my head. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, I forget what I'm supposed to do. And you see now Buddha, the guy on top of me, suddenly gets serious. Look at the serious look on his face. And he's pointing towards the ground like, hey kid, you might want to do something soon or you're going to hit that. But I'm screaming, I'm like, ah! I don't know what I'm doing. So as a good coach would do, gives a gentle reminder, he goes to grab my hand and show me my altimeter, but the problem is I'm screaming around like Gumpy, and when he grabs my hand, it catches the wind and it goes poof. It almost knocks me out cold. I'm screaming, I don't pick up what I'm supposed to do. I don't pull my thing. So he gives me another gentle reminder. Poof. Hits me twice. Then I go, oh. And then I reach back, I grab the thing. Oh, I'm like, 5,000, pull. I reach back and I grab this thing, right? And I go to pull it. And before I show you the picture of pulling it, let's do a little interlude to tell you about fears, okay? Because if somebody had sold me this friggin' commercial, I wouldn't have jumped out. I wouldn't have dialed that 800 number. I wouldn't have tried to get the extra clothes racks. I wouldn't ask for the bonuses. I wouldn't order rush shipping because this commercial would not be something I would buy from. Could you imagine the commercial for this? You roll up, you get there, they tell you kind of what to do. You get a plane, you kind of forget what you're supposed to do. He's like, 5,000 pull, 5,000 pull. I can do that, no problem, 5,000 pull. Watch your friends, watch your friends. Watch your fence. It's your time. Okay, here we go. Yes, 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 yes. Get to the door. One, no. Two, no. Three. Ah! Ah! Ow. Ah! Ow. Ah! Ah! Oh, God. Oh, God. And you reach back and pull it. It sure is beautiful up here, man. It's beautiful. Oh my God, it's awesome. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. And we start going down. I remember we just getting about to landing. And about here he goes, lift your legs, Brendan. Lift your legs, Brendan. I go, why? He goes, so you don't break them. Good tip. I lift my legs, land in the ground. And my friends, they always joke, after we did it, we were all standing around celebrating. They call this, I jumped in my fear, as they call it. The hero shot. But now the best part of the story. We're all talking around, celebrating. I'm all different cool. I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Oh my God. And my guy comes up to me. The guy with all the pictures I just showed you on a CD. And he goes, hey, here's all the pictures. Like, you guys had a photographer? He goes, yeah, he was the guy who jumped out immediately before you. You didn't see him? I'm like, no. And he goes, hey man, are you okay? I said, yeah, he goes, because you were really screaming up there. I go, yeah, I go. He goes, well, what do you, let me ask you, man, what do you do? Well, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. And he goes, oh. He goes, hey, man, can I give you some advice? I go, I love advice. I'm here because of advice. Tell me, man. He goes, you see that plane over there? He motions for a plane. He goes, yeah. He goes, I jumped out of that 1,147 times. And I go, what? He goes, I've jumped out of that 1,147 times. I go, oh, my God. And he goes, but you're one of those guys. What do you mean one of those guys? Well, you showed up. You came in the bar and we were telling you what to do. But you're one of those guys. I said, what do you mean, one of those guys? Well, I think you're going to struggle in your career and your life. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, you're one of those guys who hasn't yet learned how to listen through his fears. I was like, whoa. He goes, look, there's a lot of people who did what you did, and you're not listening because you're scared. Those who can't listen through their fears and still do it always have a terrible ride, he tells me. And it shifted me. And I think it's relevant for everybody in this room because everybody in this room, you have mentors here. You're not paying attention to what people are telling you. Somebody did what you did and they're already earning seven figures. Somebody did what you want to do and they've already given their family financial freedom. They're just like you, they just did something different. You gotta listen. You gotta listen through the fears. You walk out these doors at some point and you'll think, you know, I wanna do those things, but you'll get scared. Ask for help.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people, and they can reply back.
And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.